Three sick people struggle to board a boat to take them across the wide Pocha River. Water seeps through cracks in the vessel's fiberglass floor. The passengers sit on broken planks.
I mean, you don't even have to have a fear of water, but when you're in a canoe like that, if you don't know how to swim, like, it's scary. And then I can't imagine if you're...
Sam Partington is an American medical student volunteering at a health NGO in Bulungula. He says getting to healthcare for the people here is a dice with death, as he puts it. The only clinic that's within reach on foot is across the estuary. The ferryman's muscles strain and ripple, and he clenches his teeth as he rows across the river. It's swollen and muddy from heavy rains.
It's frightening in that boat, especially when the weather is bad. If I end up in the water, my children and I will drown because I cannot swim.
Like most Bulungula residents, 23-year-old Buselwa Sinyuko cannot swim, but she must cross the river because she needs urgent medical help.
I've got chest pains and I'm coughing so bad that I sometimes cough the blood. And it's getting worse.
Senyuko coughs into a dishcloth she holds in front of her mouth.
My baby daughter is now also coughing, but I wasn't strong enough to carry her all the way here.
After safely crossing the river, Senyuko and her companions must walk 2 hours to Nkanya Clinic. They sweat up steep rocky roads. They step carefully on footpaths above deep ravines. To fall will mean serious injury or even death. They stumble across slushy fields and through a dense, moist forest.
I feel scared because I have to walk through the forest alone. There are rapists in the forest.
Tembakazi Mdluli says she's 16, but she looks 13. She's carrying her baby son on her back to the clinic. Partington says he's constantly amazed by the people of Bulungula and their will to survive.
I'm a fit young man, and I'm tired from today's journey, and I'm healthy, you know, so I can't imagine what it would be like if you were sick with TB or a really bad disease, and then having to go through that journey. It would just be incredible.
Grandmothers are often the caregivers in this part of the world. They're usually the ones who carry their ill grandchildren to the clinic.
To think of being a mama or a grandma carrying a 10-year-old child on your back that far, it's just unbelievable, and it just makes you realize how strong people have to be here in order to get to their treatment.
Partington says poverty and the intense effort needed to reach distant healthcare facilities are the main reasons why highly infectious diseases kill so many South Africans.
You know, when you first hear about all these people defaulting on their treatment, you think, oh, well, what's their problem? It's easy to take pills, you know? But then you realize it's not always because they don't want to or they're ignorant, it's because they simply can't.
Bulungula health worker Nomzingisi Hopisi says many people here, especially those with HIV, are too sick to get to the clinic for medicine.
If they are on treatment, they end up defaulting their treatment. Others, they end up dying because of not getting access from health services.
Inside the clinic, her body bent from carrying her baby for so long and so far, Tembakazi Mdluli takes her place among the crowd.
My baby has sores all over the body, especially on the ears. First they look like pimples, then they become pus-filled sores.
So we have 8.
Mdluli's infant son whimpers in pain, but the mother won't be able to show the boy to a doctor because there are no doctors here. Like other parts of South Africa, there are chronic shortages of skilled health workers in Bulungula. It's a nurse who gives Buselwa Sinyuko a packet of pills for her infected chest. She opens it immediately and washes the tablets down with water. Sinyuko is fortunate. Today, the clinic has medicines. Often, says Mdluli, it runs out.
I sometimes come here and they tell me there are no immunizations. Come back next week. I feel bad, but what can I do? I need my child to be vaccinated.
Partington says the clinic sometimes fails to provide the necessary treatment to people with infectious diseases.
Sometimes there have been cases where they actually go to the clinic and instead of getting their TB treatment, they're given vitamin C supplements.
A teacher guides her class in song at a school in Bulungula. In the absence of the building of three clinics, as promised by the provincial government 10 years ago, Nkanya Clinic, as inadequate as it sometimes is these children's only option of healthcare. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Bulungula, South Africa.